Bright Insight posted this video asking if chains break when they're used to move big rocks, how did the Egyptians use old hemp ropes to build the pyramids? I thought I may be able to crack this mystery, but I don't have any boulders in my backyard, so I went to the great outdoors of the Pacific Northwest and brought some very special twine, Mason's twine. I assume this means it's made for moving big rocks, but I had to put it to the test. I tried wrapping the twine around a big rock, but it failed miserably and it made me stop and think. Then I figured it out. By wrapping multiple lines of twine around the rock, it shared the load and no longer snapped the twine, allowing even the geriatric man like myself to lift a big rock. Now I'm sure I'm the first to figure this out, so please don't steal my idea before I copyright it. Thank you.